Hey everybody, welcome to today's podcast. Today I'm going to answer a question, and that question is on intention. Specific question of how do you train intention. It's not hard, as long as you don't overthink it. Now the first thing is that energy goes where the mind goes, and the mind goes where the eyes go. Even somebody who is blind will still look at someone and focus on them, even though they don't see them. They'll do that through sound. And if they can't do it through sound, the brain will still perceive it as energy, and the eyes will still look at the person. Right? The reason that a lot of blind people wear sunglasses is because depending on what their condition is, quite often the eyes water tremendously. And so it can be a little bit disturbing to watch that. Also, when they're not particularly thinking about anything, quite often their vision goes all over the place, which kind of makes you look like you're a little bit crazy, right? But the mind goes and the eyes go at the same place. Right? That's why in school you teach the kids to sit up straight and look at the teacher, right, to bring their focus there. And when they become distracted and they go within themselves, they stop looking, right, or their gaze goes soft, as we refer to it. Right, so how do you practice intention? Really, the practice starts at home. Good way to do it is when you first get out of bed in the morning, sit on the edge of your bed and take some deep breaths, and then picture your technique in your mind and how you wish it to come about, right? See the result that you want to see. Do it several times, do it several times a day. That helps to program the subconscious mind into understanding what it is that you are trying to do, right? And then it will give you the opportunities by which to do it. An example, and this is a long kind of drawn out example, there was a book put out years ago, which was turned into a movie called The Secret. It was a law of attraction thing. And in actuality, there is only one law, and that's the law of karma, because the law of attraction is a law of karma. It's just a slender down name for it. When you have somebody who is constantly thinking about being attacked or being in conflict, their conscious mind tells their unconscious mind this is what they're looking for, so their unconscious mind helps them to find it. Right, so they end up putting themselves into all sorts of places in which they have a problem. Right? It's just the way the system works. If you are constantly imagining conditions of being safe, being in places where there's no crime and all of this type of stuff, your subconscious mind will deliver that over enough period of time. Now for Kyusho techniques, it takes roughly about 30 days to really program the subconscious mind. So you should sit there and see the results that you want to in your own mind, and seeing the points that you want to hit and all of these various things. And that will put you into a position where when you are practicing it, the body will move to the correct places in the correct tempo because it's being programmed to do it. The subconscious mind is what's going to control that. What oftentimes happens is people have so many doubts when they're trying to do something like a knockout that that's what the result is going to be. So you have to see it clearly. And the one thing you've also got to remember is you don't see things with your eyes. You see them with your brain. Right? All the eyes are is receptors for light. And that information is transmitted into the brain, transferred into the brain, not transmitted, transferred into the brain where pictures are assembled. Right? So everything is the mind. And that is what the meaning of intention is. Right? Now, when I was going through the ranks up to about fourth degree, we had to do board breaking at every testing we had. And we had a lot of testings. I only ever missed one board break. Right? Two if I count a demonstration. And that's because I trained my mind that I would always break the wood. So I was always, the body mechanics were always correct because I understood the mechanics. And I would see the mechanics in my own movement, bang, I would go through the wood. The one time that I missed where it, when it counted, was I was rushed and I was not close enough. And I was only offered one opportunity. I was not offered the opportunity to check my distance with my leg, blah, 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 right? The other time that I missed was just kind of fluky because we were doing a demonstration in a wrestling ring and the ring had a lot more spring than I expected it would have. And I did what we refer to as a 360-degree jumping turn sidekick, round jump, spin in the air, kick through the wood, and I kicked over top of the wood and kicked the wood holder. Right? But that had more to do with the environment than me. I'd done that break 100 times. Right? Had more to do with me with the environment than anything else. So it's going to be as you envision it will be, but you just have to do that enough. And the on the lesser degree, intent means you have to want it. Right? I had a female student. I've had many female students. About half of my students have been female over the years. She was a sweetheart, and she really, 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 really wanted me to knock her out, and I really did not want to knock her out. Reasons being, one, I'm not really that into hitting women, right? Even when they're my students, I don't mind using them for certain things, but the idea of knocking a girl out did not go over well with me. But she hounded me, and she hounded me, and she hounded me. And then one day we were filming some techniques for a DVD set. And Roxy was sitting in the office. She had helped us out with some of this. Now, she's a big girl. She's also, her body type is also water. Right? And knocking somebody out who's a water body type can be a little bit difficult. Right? I won't go into those details now. You can read those in the book. She finally hounded me enough, and it had been a long enough day and a bad enough day that I agreed to it. So I did a stomach five knockout on her, but I did it muffled. And she complained afterwards for a very, very long time about how much her head hurt from it. I think she ended up with a slight concussion from it, even though I was as careful as I could be. But being her body type and all of that, a knockout on her required some force. I couldn't, there's no way to set her up and do a light touch. Okay? It's much more difficult. So I had to really ramp up my intent. So I was basically, I got myself irritated with her because she kept bugging me. And I took a shot at stomach five and down she went. Had a lot of trouble bringing her back too because she was cold. She was out dead cold. And she's probably about 170 kilo. I mean, she was a big girl. Right? Sweetheart, but big girl. She never let me forget how I abused her. Anyways, hopefully that will answer your question for hey, Roxy, if you're listening to this, I'll let you knock me out sometime. Right? If you're listening to this, I hope you got something out of it, and you guys have yourselves a great day. We'll see you next time. Ciao.